Welcome back to the adventures of Captain Robots, hero of the wasteland. Last week, he took out some raiders in a super creepy way, as he put it. This week, he's out to save a robot. Let's see what happens.
But there's still the issue of my missing muscle. They went out chasing some unsavory characters. Never came back.
They're
two of the tougher cookies I've met in my day. So them being gone this long means something happened. You track them down? Maybe I remember a thing or two about this Crane fella.
More stuff to do, huh? Okay. Can you tell me about the folks that have gone missing?
Well, missing person number one's named Polly. Got a transmitter in her. You could track her with your little radio there.
Oh, cool.
Missing person number two goes by Saul. Those two are closer than toes and bad stilettos. So if you find one, the other's likely close by.
That's a wonderful analogy.
And I'll pay you for the privilege of getting to yell at them in person.
All right. What are you paying?
100 caps with your name on them, sound about right.
Is that good? I don't know how much caps are worth yet, because I'm new to this world. Polly's got a transmitter in her?
Yeah, little something I slipped under her exterior plating in case she got carried off.
Plating?
I did mention she's a combat bot, right?
No.
A friendly one. I got her reprogrammed when I bought her, so she's not gonna hurt you.
Unless
they bashed up her combat inhibitor. Well, then, all bets are off. I made the same offer to Saul regarding the tracker under his exterior, but he declined. Go figure.
I guess that makes sense. Any idea where they went?
Not the foggiest, but that's where the transmitter comes in. Tune to her station and it should get you going in the right direction.
All right. Well, can you tell me anything else about these people we're after?
They're called the Scorched. They're an unpleasant bunch. In character,
The Grumpers.
They've got raw skin with crystals sticking out of them.
Yeah.
And they're still real handy when it comes to firearms and bludgeons, so you'll want to be careful around them. That's for damn sure.
All right. Yep. I call them Grumpers. All right, I'll find out what happened to your people. That's just...
Appreciate it. Polly's tracking frequency is 99.7. The once proud home of Appalachia's smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
I figured someone should get some use out of it. Find out what happened to him. If I need to find new people, I'd like to at least ensure I tried to do right by the old ones.
All right, makes sense. So it was time to turn on the radio. See if we couldn't pick up the broadcast. First, I tuned into Appalachia Radio.
I shouldn't do.
That wasn't it.
Made lots of money.
Transmitter signal?
Coordinates 1814-2274-648.
Encrypted broadcast? Transmitter signal, that's the one. Alright, so now we've got a location to go towards. I guess we'll go this way. Alright, we're honing in on the signal. Looks like they've got a bunch of grumpy people up here. And some robots. Well, you know what that means. It's my job to put these guys down. Who's gonna save the wasteland? If not from Captain Robots. Take all of those things. Alright, they dropped some good stuff too. Oh no, I'm over encumbered. Oh, I need to fix that. I can't run. Okay, let's drop some. Oh man, I've got a lot. I should have broken this stuff down. Come here, grumpy guy. Got him. Alright, I'm gonna have to drop something. Let's drop one of these. Ow! I just helped you, iBot. Then he shoots me. This doesn't do a whole lot of damage against iBot, does it? Alright, let's drop the lead pipe. And I have to drop a little bit of something else. The sickle. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the camp. That's close enough to the other stuff that I can break stuff down.
6-4-8. Repeat active.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. All right. We're nearing the site that the radio signal is sending us to. Looking for Duchess's guards. What are we gonna find over here? Oh, another dead grumpy person. Oh, a bunch of dead grumpers. And a mine production log. Golly mine. With a bunch of information. Foreman notation. Boss, this haul is miserable. Usable ores slipped below the break-even point. We're dried up. Maybe it's time to reach out to the Hornwrights, see if some of their machines won't kickstart things. Alright, we'll take that with us. So now we have to go to Gully Mine. It's right over here. I was on the body of a Scorched. At least that seems to be what they're being called. Alright. I have to heal myself up a little bit. Got some radiation going on, and we'll stim pack back to health. Okay, shotgun. Don't have a whole lot of ammo for that. I'll use this pipe gun. I hear him. One shot. Take that. Grumper. Another one up there somewhere. Put your gun away, dude. Put it down. See? No mustache. Weird. The facial hair disappears. Alright, so we entered the mine. It looks like there's some more dead grumpers in here. Guess we need to head in deeper. Let's look over here first. It looks like there's a door near the entrance with some lockers and showers and things. There's some stuff in here we can take. Nope. Some bathrooms. Nothing great. There's definitely a lot of toilet paper left, though, and you can't pull it off the wall, which is strange. Well, not too much in that other room. Let's head deeper into this mine. Is that guy dead? Some more corpses. That one's alive. Ouch. Oh no, I gotta reload. It's a good thing I can absorb a number of bullets. That seems to work well for me. This one has a combat knife on him. Oh, it took his head off. Oop. Whoa, that only does 5 damage at that distance? 9 damage. Getting closer. 29 damage. Headshot. Short hunting rifle. Ouch, these guys hurt. Oops, some of them drop armor. Oh, here comes one. Oh, he's running at me with an axe. Or not. He ran the wrong way. Where were you going, buddy? So we found another area with some leftover items from the miners. Gas canisters, brooms, some tools, radio. So we turned it on, but it didn't seem to pick up anything. A box in the corner with 2 Molotov cocktails. Another one with some more grenades. Those will come in handy. Let's equip the Molotovs. There we go. Up, some more grumpers up here. Oh, come on. In the head. There we go. Oh, that guy's looking grumpy. All right. That guy walked right into my sight. sights. Chessboard, pre-war money. Some coolant, some duct tape. This guy had a shotgun on him. What's over here? Coal mine. Coal veins. Collecting some coal. Alright, heading further into this mine. What's over here? Nothing? More corpses.
Hey!
Whoa, there's a guy up here.
Over here! Don't shoot!
I'm not gonna shoot. You're not a grumper, right?
Hey! Tell me you got a stim pack. I'm hurting here.
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, thank God.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You don't have to call me God, though.
There's still some heart out there. So, you the cavalry, then? Duchess send you to save our tails?
So, you're Saul, then? Yes.
Much as I appreciate it, I'm not the one who needs helping right now. See, these, scorch things have been harrying the bar. Me and my bot sis Polly got the bright idea to track down their nest and clear them out. But a couple of them got the drop on us before Polly chased them off deeper into the mine. I heard some fighting, but then nothing. I think she's hurt.
It's hurt, huh?
Look, you've got to find Polly. I can't be the reason she... Look, just find her. Please.
Guy's pretty bummed. Polly's your bot sister? What's that mean? Why do I think Fallout 76 had many people annoyed at Bethesda? Because it wasn't what they were expecting. It wasn't what they wanted when it launched. People were expecting something like a sequel to Fallout 4, and it's a completely different thing. So of course people get grumpy when they don't get what they want. That's why. Thank you, Dash.
It's... Look, when you get Polly back, I'll walk you through every little detail of how I became best friends with the machine. But first, I need you to save her. You think you can do that for me?
Best friends with the machine, huh? Okay, I'll find your friend.
Thank you. Once you've got her, just bring her back to the Wayward. I'll be there. And tell her I'm sorry I couldn't be the one to save her.
Oh, all right, buddy. Seem pretty upset. Well, this is just the right kind of situation for Captain Robots to step in and... Oh, get shot by a grumper. There we go. Took his head off. He's in the last impacts. I better find some better, armor. Oh, another one. Another one. Ouch! Where'd you go? Down there. There's one way over there. Nope, too high. It hit his hand. There we go. Ding! Nope. This guy can't seem to figure out how to get up the stairs. Do you see that? There we go. Alright, where's this Polly? Another hunting rifle. Pickaxe? Pickaxe could be useful. We're heading deeper into this area. It doesn't seem to go very far, though. Metal bucket. Oh, here we go. Kind of a side path. Some more dead scorched. Some dead grumpers. Got over here.
Hey! Someone there?
Yeah.
I could use a lift.
It's a head. Robot head.
You are a sight for sore eye. So, those things didn't get you, huh? You happen to see a young man on your way through? Early 20s? Rough around the edges? carrying about a bullet's worth of extra lead in him?
About a bullet's worth? Yeah, sure did. He's hobbling his way back to safety as we speak.
He's alive? Thank God. That's good to hear. So, what do you say you and I help each other out? You get me back to the Wayward, and I'll help you bake to a crisp anything that bothers us on our way out the door.
Bake to a crisp? What do you mean?
Never met an Assaultron before, huh? Probably for the best. That flashy red pearl in the middle of my face doesn't just complement my scintillating personality. It also happens to fire a multi-gigawatt laser.
Laser?
You pick me up and give my neck servos a twirl, I'll kick off a blast that would make Oppenheimer quote scripture. So...
That's a great line.
Blowing this gin joint?
That's a great line. Oppenheimer? The whole, destroyer of worlds quote. So what happened to you?
Ahoy there, ye landlubbers. Avast, my name is Captain Logan, and I'll be your guide out on the Sea of Thieves. If you love the idea of stealing treasure, cutting down cursed skeletons, fighting off krakens, and raiding forts filled to the brim with shinies, then Sea of Thieves is the game for you. Join me each week as I dive into the news and bring back the nuggets of information that any sailor worth their weight in salt would desire. You don't have to be a pirate legend to gain access to my podcast. Just search for Keelhauled, a Sea of Thieves podcast in your podcast app of choice, or head over to robotsradio.net or captainlogan.podbeam.com and get ready to set sail for adventure. Arr.
One too many of those crystalline creeps. I'll give them this. They may be hideous, stupid, ugly, bad-smelling, poorly dressed, tactically backwards, and overly forward with a lady, but they are fearless. Enough
so
of them rushed me at once that it severed my neck bracing. And so the curtain rises on my current predicament. Now, are you gonna help me out?
Yeah, I believe it's from the Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita, I think is how you pronounce it. Yes, you've got a deal.
That's the ticket. Now, let's...
Let's... Uh-oh.
You hear that?
Yes.
Sounds like those things have regrouped.
Uh-oh.
How about we make them regret it?
All right, let's do it.
Oh, thank God. I was getting claustrophobic in there.
Robot head. Charge. Oh, he's right here. Can I? There we go. Oh, I missed. Alright, I gotta get used to this thing. Disintegrated that one. Disintegrated that one. Tearing them all up. Come on. Any more of you guys? Take you all on with my laser head. Laser head. Taser face. Oh, there you all are. That one didn't hit. Take that, Foreman. Leveled up. Nice. Burn them all down. We should take that other pickaxe. Now we've got a choice between two. Okay, no armor. Single action revolver ivory grip plan? Forest treasure map? Ooh, looks like there's treasure out here. Take it. Tactical pipe pistol and a loose spring. Sweet! Alright, now we just gotta head back to Duchess. Well, thanks for, letting me use your face as a laser gun. That was very handy of you. would be a good Mr. Handy joke, except that she's not a Mr. Handy. Hey, it's a robot.
Target acquired. The smartest thing about you is that Pip Boy on your arm. The dumbest thing is that you mainly use it as a nightlight. Nailed it.
I've been insulted. Thank you, insult bot. He needs to work on his delivery a little bit. All right, heading back. Okay, so now we're returning to Duchess. Talk about what we found.
Hey, there's long last, but where's our girl?
Well, that's the guy I saved right there.
Did you find Polly?
Yeah. Here, look. Hitting the E button. Interact. What is it doing? Did this?
I'll drink a whole lot easier knowing those claws aren't going to be bothering us anymore. Now, what do you need?
Nothing.
Some other time.
Yeah, some other time. All right, maybe it'll work now. It's not working. Oh, I have to take her out. That's right.
Oh, God. Polly?
There you go.
Whoa. You're not looking so great, darling.
Duchess, I'm not feeling great.
Friend, why don't you sit her down?
Where?
Should do the trick.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Polly, I'm gonna stick your head on this, moonshine jug.
This is real snug.
That's not gonna do at all.
Oh, Polly. This is all my fault.
Solomon, no. Don't you dare. This is not... Duchess, tell me you emptied this out.
Did I? You know, I'm 80%.
Duchess?
It's all right. I can fix this. There's a robotics shop over in Somersville that... Oh.
Solomon, you're going nowhere. Look, I'm sorry to even ask, but is there any chance you might be able to help us out here? I can make it worth your while. Find Polly this new body. I'll tell you everything I know about Crane and his treasure.
Please say yes.
Well, you are talking to Captain Robots, superhero savior of the wasteland, and cowboy. I reckon I can help you out. How do you like that when I talk like that? Okay, maybe not. So wait, have you actually known where the treasure is this whole time? What are we doing here?
Honey, it's complicated. But I promise, I will walk you through every gory detail if you do this for us.
Will Captain Robots discover the milk of human kindness?
Oh wait, that's Fallout 4.
Will Captain Robots discover the secret treasure of Appalachia? Find out next time on The Adventures of Captain Robots.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Since the dawn of time, there have been storytellers who teach through their stories. These myths give rise to fundamental truths, and these truths shape our collective experience. Yet these myths are not something of the past, and today they engage us more fully in the story itself. Video games allow us to live the lives of our favorite myths. My name is BlueCrew86, host of Focus Fire Chat, and I want to invite you to explore our modern-day myths with us. Join with us as we explore the stories, the mythologies of the Destiny franchise, as well as other games. Let's explore together.